Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you this morning from my study here at the church, standing next to this needlepoint depiction of Gustavus Adolphus Lutheran Church and from Sundsvall, Sweden, where my grandmother, my mother's mother, attended church while she was growing up in Sweden. Why am I standing here next to this picture of the church that my grandmother attended? Because this Sunday is All Saints Sunday. It's a Sunday when we remember, acknowledge, celebrate the people in our lives who have had a significant impact on our faith journey. And although my grandmother died when I was quite young, my journey into the Lutheran Church was impacted by my grandmother, who grew up in the Lutheran Church in Sweden. My father's mother also greatly impacted my faith journey. I had the joy of being able to get to know her and experience her and have her a part of my life until I was in my 40s. And I'm grateful for that. And among the things that she passed on to us this time of year, I always remember having lived in New England. We dealt with a lot of leaves, and this time of year, leaves are falling off of the trees. And my grandmother, even though she lived here in California, would encourage me to give thanks for each of the leaves that fell off of the tree for the shade that they had provided. And that was especially important out here in California as our summers are hot, and that shade makes a real difference in our lives. When we lived in Connecticut, all of those leaves during this time of year, I found it difficult to be grateful for them as I was trying to get them off of our lawn, off of our driveway, get them out of the landscape so that when the snow came, they didn't damage the lawn. And so I remember her also and her faith, not just about trees and leaves, but all of that reminds me then of the importance of not only trees, but our family tree and the impact certainly both of my grandmothers have had on my faith as I think about this All Saints Sunday. I wonder if you have been thinking about people who've had a significant impact in your faith journey. They don't need to have passed on for you to give thanks for them today and this Sunday, but to give thanks for the ways that they've touched your life in a small way, in a large way, encouraged you in your development, encouraged you in your faith, been protective of you, taught you things. Maybe it'd be a good time to just reflect on those people who've had an impact on your life, and if you feel so led, and if you're able to do so, to give thanks to them, to reach out to them, and if you're not able to do so, to give thanks through your thoughts and prayers. On Sunday, during our worship service, we'll invite those who are gathered here for worship to remember those folks, to give thanks for those folks, and we'll have a time of prayer and silence during our worship service to do just that. One more piece of advice to pass on to you this Wednesday during Hump Day Hallelujah is this week is Daylight Savings Time coming to an end. And so you need to let your clocks fall back an hour. If you don't, you'll be an hour early for worship. And that's not a bad thing necessarily. But you may want to enjoy that extra hour of sleep Saturday night into Sunday morning. I'll let you know I'll be early, but I'll be here early on purpose on Sunday. And I hope to see you then, if not to see you next week on Hump Day Hallelujah. Have a great week.